Thank you and good morning and welcome once again to another radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that you'd receive a blessing from hearing a portion of the Word of God today. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale, and our services began this morning at 10 o'clock with Sunday school. We have classes for all ages and excellent teachers. We do invite you to come, knowing that you can rest assured that what you'll hear from the classrooms is the precious Word of God. Our regular preaching service begins this morning at 11 o'clock, and of course, you're invited to come to this service. Our evening worship begins at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then at 4:30 for our evening worship. Our midweek Bible study is at Wednesday at 7 o'clock, and so we invite you to come to these services, knowing that you'll receive a real blessing from hearing the Word of God. If you have been looking for a church home, if you want to go to a place where that you can hear what the Bible has to say, then we invite you to come to the Independence Baptist Church, 124 South Main in Forestdale, Missouri. I know that what you'll hear will be what the Bible says. I'd like to take our text this morning from the book of Galatians, chapter 1, beginning in verse 6, and would like to think about the subject, the perverted gospel. The book of Galatians, chapter 1, and verse 6. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. And as we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. I've read to you the book of Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. And Paul, the Apostle Paul, is writing to one of the Lord's churches, the church at Galatia. And the thing that he's speaking about in this entire book is the perverted gospel. It must be very important, because Paul mentions the perverted gospel two times in two separate verses. In verse 8, Paul says, though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. In verse 9, he repeats himself. And as we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. The perverted gospel has come as it came in the days of the church at Galatia. It's come into this day almost unannounced and mostly undetected. The perverted gospel slipped into the membership of the church at Galatia. Many of those people didn't even know that what they were believing, what they were practicing, was error. What these people did was to take the cross of Jesus Christ and change it fundamentally from being a death unto being alive. The gospel that Paul preached was the pure gospel, but the perverted gospel used the same words, but the meaning of the words was altogether different. We have the same thing today. There is a new type of evangelical meeting today. There's a new type of preaching today. And the preaching and the meetings involve the same kind of languages as the old gospel, the true gospel. But the content of there, much of religion today is not the same, and the emphasis is not like it was before. You see, the gospel of Jesus Christ is totally, completely separate from the world. The new gospel that is being declared uses the same words as the old gospel, and yet goes along with whatever man wants to do and says that everything is okay. You see, the old gospel means death to the flesh, death to the will of man, death to the man and the woman, the boy or girl, making their own decisions about their life. The old gospel means that God is our Lord. He's our Savior. He's our King. But the new gospel takes Jesus Christ and brings Him down off of His throne, sets Him in the midst of wicked and sinful men, and says to men, now, you've got Jesus down here with you. You can do whatever you want to do. And that's just about the way that it is. There are some things that the new gospel disallows. Whereas in days when the old gospel was preached, there was a death to sin, a death to self, and a death to the world, and a total turning away and the giving of oneself unto the Lord God. The new gospel says that it's that you ought to turn away from certain things. For example, you're not supposed to go out and get drunk. You're not supposed to go and beat your wife. You're not supposed to abuse your children. But at the same time, it says, this is the way to do it. You can play ball instead of going to church. You can keep some of your money for yourself because, after all, you need it and God doesn't. The new gospel takes delight in fleshly pleasures. And where the old gospel took delight in spiritual truths, in being where God wanted us to be. You see, this perverted gospel that Paul is speaking about to the Galatians, it's in this world in which we live today. And this perverted gospel encourages a new and entirely different evangelistic approach. You see, the old gospel, the gospel of Jesus Christ, teaches that a man, a woman, a boy, or a girl is an absolute total sinner in the sight of God. The old gospel, the true gospel, teaches that there is none good, no, not one, and that every person must come to Jesus Christ bearing their sins and saying, I am a sinner, forgive me. And yet the new gospel comes along and the new gospel says, oh, you're not so bad. All you need to do is change this and change that and live right and you will be okay. You see, the gospel of Jesus Christ declares that a sinner must trust completely in Jesus' shed blood, in His death, in His resurrection, must look to God alone for forgiveness of sins. The new gospel, the perverted gospel, downplays sin, downplays the total depravity of man, and makes men think that they have something good that they can offer to God. There is still a cross in the perverted gospel, as we said at the very beginning. But the fundamental purpose of the cross in the perverted gospel is not like it is in the true gospel. You see, the new gospel does not change the sinner from one who is totally sinned and his sins are forgiven and they're washed away, but rather this perverted gospel will simply redirect the man into doing better things for himself. It saves his self-respect. You see, the old gospel, the true gospel, will tell us that we ought to come to Jesus Christ trusting Him as our only hope, our only Savior. And that in Jesus we can find peace because of Him. But the new gospel will teach the person that is self-assertive, the new gospel will say, come and assert yourself for Christ. You see the difference? In the old gospel, every person comes and finds happiness, finds peace, finds joy in Jesus. But the new gospel says, come and you'll find peace in asserting yourself for Jesus. It's a totally different ballgame. To the egotist, the new gospel will say, come and do your boasting in the Lord. And yet, the old gospel will come and it will declare that a sinner who has come before Jesus Christ has nothing to boast about except what Jesus has done for him in washing away his sins and his rebellion against God. To the thrill seeker, the new gospel will say, come and enjoy the thrill of Christian fellowship. Oh, what a Lord message it is when we know that we need to come before God and enjoy Him. Oh, salvation. Salvation is so grand, and serving God is out of this world. Not while we're mingling with the wickedness of this world. You see, the perverted gospel slants the gospel in the direction of the current vogue in order to make it acceptable to the public. But you know, God has never been concerned about being acceptable to the public. God has never been concerned about Him being accepted or approved by man. But rather the concern is that men be approved by God. And so you see the difference in the thing that Paul is saying in the book of Galatians chapter 1 concerning the perverted gospel, that the one that comes and preaches that gospel should be cursed. Because they deserve to be cursed. When Paul preached the gospel of Jesus Christ, he preached the death, the burial, and the resurrection for newness of life. The cross in Paul's gospel stood for death, an abrupt end to a life. But in the perverted gospel, the cross is simply a means to a fulfilled fleshly life. Without forgiveness of sin, man is eternally condemned and doomed to a devil's hell. And every person must come before Jesus Christ, must come before God Himself, realizing they have nothing whatsoever to offer to God. Nothing of value. All they have is a heart blackened with sin. And I'll go one step further. We that are saved by the grace of Almighty God need to also understand that we have nothing good to offer to God. Because He is our Lord, He is our Master, and we must come before God and let Him use us. And anything that's good that we do, it's because of Him. Well, we see that our time has gone away from us again this morning. We do invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. The Lord willing, we'll continue this message another time. Thank you now for listening.